and a detective agency.
It's a story about a dream, about starting from scratch.
Can I ask why a fine woman like yourself wants to become a detective?
Because I love my country, Botswana.
But it's not Ma Ramotswe in the wildly popular books, film, and TV series called The Number One Ladies Detective Agency. It's about the film industry in Botswana itself. Author Alexander McCall-Smith.
I think that there are all sorts of things that one can do in this country because of the attractiveness for investment and the stability. It's a very attractive place for people to invest in. Why not films as well?
The government agreed, spending $5 million to make sure the film was made here. Tourism Board CEO Myra Sekorarani.
We really wanted it to take place in Botswana because we saw the advantages of authenticity.
That investment in authenticity has paid off, at least for the tourism industry in the capital, Gaborone. Tour operator Tim Race.
Up until recently, there was no reason to come here as a tourist. And in fact, it wasn't even encouraged at all. And having had these books written about and set in Gaborone, and having had the television series produced here, that's really put Gaborone on the tourist map.
Lots of kidnaps and killings?
Not lots yet.
And the books and TV series have also sparked a fledgling film industry.
It was a very good opportunity for local people to get a bit of training, and the film company, the Weinstein Company, actually was very careful to give full opportunities to local people to actually learn filmmaking skills. So a lot of skills were left behind.
Even the coming of Ma Ramotswe to Botswana, it was a challenge actually to us to really wake up. Then when we started seeing also other companies coming to Botswana shooting other things, then we said, I think we are on the right track.
I was one of the extras in the Number One's Ladies Detective. So to me, it have, you know, uplifted my CV, uplifted my profile. It have opened the doors for us because now we see people engaging us in their productions because they trust the energy here.
Development is evident across Gaborone. And on the former set, memories of a big-time Hollywood production linger, reminding the young industry of the challenges ahead.
Is this the 21st century, or did I slip without realizing into a time warp?
We are not there yet, but we really think we can come up to that.
We have Hollywood, we have Bollywood, we now have Kollywood, which is the center of the Botswana film industry in someone's dreams.
For the Voice of America, I'm Bart Childs in Gaborone, Botswana.